You know what the sad thing is when they said that there's someone out there that actually did that.
Yes.
You know somebody went along with that. You know
yes.
it.
Yes. That's
yeah, right. So sad.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, what's it like where you are now in North Carolina? Is it a little bit better than where you were living before? Is it more freedom?
Well, the difference between New York and North Carolina is in New York, people will at least speak up. Down here, everyone's just obedient, and they're more virtue signaling. They feel like it's kinder to just obey everything and go along with it. You're a good citizen if you just do what you're told. They won't speak up and say anything because it's rude to say something. So if there's no sign, they won't wear a mask or take a vaccine. But if there's a sign, they'll do it because that makes you a good, you know, law-abiding citizen. So it's mind-blowing to be here because in New York, at least people spoke up a little bit. I mean, they were brainwashed, but they spoke up. Coming down here, it's a culture shock for me a little bit, and it's weird.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Sign obeyers.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Wow. Okay.
Okay, also wo Nick jetzt, sie hat vorher in New York gelebt, ist aber dort weggezogen, weil sie dort auch angegriffen wurde. Sie hat nie eine Maske getragen, es wurde also auch ein bisschen ungemütlich. Sie wurde auch nochmal angezeigt, es war auch nochmal eine Geschichte dort und wegen, ja, was auch immer, also weil sie eben gepostet hat, preisgegeben, offengelegen hat, dass das ganze Programm, die Agenda, die läuft, falsch ist. Und jetzt lebt sie in North Carolina und die Frage ist, wie geht's ihr dort? Und sie sagt, dass es dort so ist, dass die Leute hier ganz untertänig sind und wenn eben gesagt wird, du sollst das und das machen, dann macht man das, weil sich das so gehört, dann ist man ein guter Bürger. Und wenn da ein eben steht, du sollst dich impfen lassen oder sowas, dann macht man das eben so. Also es ist schon auch hier der krasse Unterschied. Sie sagt, New York sind die Leute wenigstens noch ab und zu auf die Straße, ist schon ein gewisser Widerstand da. Dort, wo sie jetzt lebt, ist es ja schon, oh Gott, schwierig, wahrscheinlich ganz schwierig.
Ja,
wow, how you are holding on, Nick, there, North Carolina.
I've met some people that aren't, you know, completely deceived, but for the most part, I'm, you know, get just as many dirty looks as I did in New York.
Okay.
People aren't a fan of truth. I mean, it's just an accepted fact. If you speak truth, you have to be willing to stand alone. I mean, people have to accept that fact. But most people are people pleasers, which is sad, and that's how we got to this end point of. Everyone's been brainwashed to be people pleasers, wanting to fit in with groups and fit in with crowds. And I always say, if you see a crowd of people acting stupid, why do you so desperately want to fit into that?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see a crowd of people obeying stupidity. Why do you want to fit into that so badly? What's your desperation to fit in with that? I'm mm-hmm. okay being over here by myself if that's what you want to fit into. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
Right.
I'm pretty much alone here too. I know what you're talking about. It's really hard to stand alone to do.
But, Saskia, tell us about your experience there, if you don't mind. What's
Germany?
It like? Yeah, in Germany. Are you still limited to going outside, what, like 1 hour per week or some ridiculous
thing? No. We have no limitations. I don't know what's like to travel around or to leave Germany. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't leave Germany now, and we have vacations. We have, I'm doing it in Germany. I don't leave Germany. People don't need to wear masks in supermarkets. I never, not even once. I used a mask, never, and it has been fine. I've never been attacked. I have never had problems. It always was all right. For them and for me.
Okay.
One thing I ever did before I enter supermarket, I said, I'm just not visible. I'm invisible, and they don't, invisible, they don't mm-hmm. see me. Somehow it worked. My daughter, she was at home. I didn't send her to school anymore, but she never had to wear a mask. This school she is in is really great. But the last month, she really wanted to go back to school. She was so depressed that she couldn't go back to school that I had to let her go. But my teacher was really kind, and he said, it's okay, Santa, she doesn't need to wear a mask, and she doesn't need to make testings, so it's okay.
That's good.
Now, she's there, her teacher, he got the shot, but he's a great person still. I'm always a bit afraid because of the shedding. Maybe you can say something about this, Nick. But I protect my children. They're drinking their pineapple tea, and they're getting vitamins and vitamin D3 and all this kind of stuff. I have to trust that she always is all right, my daughter. And but I can't let her be here at home or let her stay at home if she doesn't want to. She was depressed, and I had to let her go to school. But it's okay. Our school is great. It's really a wonderful.
You're lucky you have a good teacher. That's good.
It's really great. And it's okay. And since she's back, she's in a really better mood. Me too.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad.
But maybe we can have some words about the shedding. What does it mean, and how can we realize that we got shedded? How you say it?
and how do you protect yourself if you can?
It seems, well, I set up a website, and what resulted from the website and from looking into it and speaking with other professionals that looked into it, that understood the body's pathophysiology and weren't people that were just trying to make money off of all of it. And after speaking with so many people, I mean, I just got flooded with testimonials. It seems what happens is it's no different than treating the people that took the bioweapon as though they have the common cold. I mean, if you just saw somebody out in the grocery store and they're showing symptoms of a common cold, you would keep the same distance from a person that has the common cold. This whole 6 foot thing is just part of their Luciferian ritual. There is no, you don't need to keep 6 foot distance from someone that has a virus to not get a virus. No human being can cough or spit or breathe 6 feet. It's impossible. That's stupid.
Right.
It's been a lie.
isn't the 6 foot thing, isn't that to fit in with the Gates surveillance cameras where they can,
like a multifaceted thing. It's just ritualistic. It's just to keep us like far enough apart so that we feel isolated. There's so many parts to it.
Yeah, right.
But you couldn't, if you tried to spit 6 feet, you couldn't with your hardest breath. So if you just keep enough distance, this is why some people aren't getting effects from people that have had the vaccine. And some people that think they've been vaccinated have truly had a placebo, because if they gave everyone the bioweapon, there's multiple, I got to say this too, there's multiple makers of the vaccine and multiple lots of the vaccine, and not every vaccine is doing the same thing. And I think people are losing sight of this.
Yeah.
Some of them are meant to like kill people off, and some of them are meant to keep people around for the control system, and some of them are a placebo, and they're monitoring all of us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To make the people think they're safe. So I mean, it's a psyop game. Yeah, psychological.
Right. And they're going to keep moving their goalposts around and watching what we do and seeing who's deceived and who's going to stick around for their little control robot world. You know what I'm saying? So, there's a good chance you could be around someone that was injected and never get any symptoms. They could be someone that got the placebo. You could have enough distance between the two of you. You could have a good enough immune system that you fight this off. They're breathing out spike proteins, but you're breathing in, they're rebreathed out spike proteins. You could have a good enough immune system that the little bit you breathe in, you just excrete out.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's not a definite death sentence. So the best thing you can do is distance from these people, limited time, and boost your immune system. That's the best I personally have seen from the people I've talked to.
I'll let you translate, then I'll add something. Go ahead, Sonst.
Okay, es ging jetzt in der Frage nochmal um das Shedding, also die Verbreitung von Geimpften über ihre Atemluft. Wie können Sie uns damit, wie können wir uns da selber schützen auch davor? Und ich tue es jetzt mal zusammenfassen. Also nicht jede Impfung die gegeben wird, führt dazu, dass derjenige auch dann wiederum durch seine Atemluft zum Beispiel dieses Virus verbreitet oder diese Proteine, sagen wir, dieses Spike-Protein. Es gibt verschiedene Arten, meinen Sie. Zum einen die Impfung, also die, die eben dann wirklich durch ihre Atemluft das Spike-Protein verbreiten können. Es gibt die, die einfach nur als Roboter weiterhin funktionieren sollen, also wo auch wo nichts weiter bemerkbar ist. Und es gibt diesen Placebo-Effekt, wo gar nichts eigentlich auftritt. Und wie kann man sich davor schützen? Indem man eben so weit wie möglich Abstand hält, indem man die Zeit, die man mit einer geimpften Person zusammen ist, begrenzt und indem man eben sein Immunsystem stärkt.
Da habe ich eine Frage.
Ja?
Ja. Oder bist du fertig? Ja. Und zwar, dann müsste ja der Arzt, der impft, müsste ja dann aus drei verschiedenen Schubladen sozusagen dann eine Art dieser Impfung rauswählen und auch sozusagen in diesem Plan eingeweiht sein, oder? Das ist ja, das klingt irgendwie nicht leicht, das ist nicht ganz logisch für mich jetzt, wenn das so ist.
Okay. Nick, you said there are three different types of this shots. This would placebo, this would just people are like robots and the others that may spread it or shatter it or whatever. A doctor who gives this shot or who to or those who are responsible for, I don't want to say the words, you know what I mean. Do they know about this? Do they know that there are maybe different types of shots? Or is it just random? Or how does it work?
No doctor, no nurse, no pharmacist gets any training in vaccines ever. We never did. All you get trained in vaccines, and that's, this is a bioweapon, but they're calling it that. But previously, flu vaccines, MMR, polio vaccine, diphtheria, all those meningitis vaccines, all you get trained in is how it's administered, which is intramuscularly. Some of them are oral, but most of them are intramuscularly. What the schedule is, which means how frequently it's given, that you have to give them a sheet that tells them all the side effects. You're never told what the ingredients are. You're never told anything. You're told that they have to be kept in the refrigerator. And I also participated in a story on Instagram that had over 250,000 medical practitioners, which included registered nurses with advanced practice, you know, bachelor's degree or higher, pharmacists and doctors, and they all agreed, and I was included in that. You get zero training. You're not told how they're made. You're not told what's in them. You're not told any of these things. And this bioweapon is no different. So they don't know, nor are you clued in that it's something that you should ask. And every other medication that you ever give, ever, you're given multiple courses in pharmacology, and you're trained in what other meds will it interact with, how is it made, what's in it, what other foods could it interact with, that they take everything about the med except for a vaccine. And that tells you that vaccines have zero to do with health.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry if I just got your Facebook video taken down by saying that.
Well, just say shot or injectables. It's
I should have. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Just say shot or injectables. Okay, that's all you need to do. So.
Okay.
Das heißt, es ist random. Die Frage nachher übersetze mal vorher und dann frag noch mal nach, ob wegen random oder nicht.
Wir wissen gar nichts. Also ein medizinisches Personal wird niemals darin ausgebildet, wie es in der Impfung, also was weder was in der Impfung drin ist. Die wissen weder was da drin ist noch irgendetwas anderes, denen wird gezeigt, wie sie es verabreichen sollen. Entweder durch eben ihren Muskel oder manchmal auch oral, aber mehr auch nicht. Also bei allen anderen Medikamenten, da wird alles, wissen sie alles, wie ist die Interaktion mit anderen Medikamenten, und muss man alles wissen, außer bei den Impfungen und besonders bei dieser Biowaffe, wie sie sagt, was darauf zeigt, eindeutig, dass Impfungen nichts mit Gesundheit zu tun haben.
Ja, also die Frage ist aber noch nicht beantwortet, und zwar, ob jetzt offensichtlich gibt es verschiedene Impfungen. Die einen sind wirklich schädlich, die anderen sind eher nur ein Placebo. Und wer bekommt was? Gibt es da eine Auslese oder ist das wirklich nur Zufall, wer was bekommt? Oder zum Beispiel angestellte Ärzte in Krankenhäusern, die bekommen nur den Placebo oder so ähnlich. Kann das sowas sein? Also,
Are there different types of this shot? Different types of this shot? For example, one is to kill, the other is just a placebo. Is it this way? Do they know what kind of shot they put on themselves or on others? Or, for example, the medical personnel, they get a placebo shot and others get the real toxin.
I don't think the medical personnel know. I don't think they know, like, when the lot, they know. I think the people that are behind all of this know by the lot numbers. That's what lot numbers are for. That's why they track the lot numbers with the flu vaccines every year. That's why they always have you input the lot numbers so that they know what's going on when they're doing all of this nonsense. They always track via the lot number. So I think they know by the lot numbers, and that's why they're using multiple companies to do this so that they can track all of this. But I don't think any of these personnel, and in the United, I'm not sure about other countries, but in the United States, the only injection that you don't have to be a licensed staff to administer is a vaccine.
Really?
You could be a cashier and give an injection of a vaccine, but it's against the law to give intramuscular injection for any other medication and not be a licensed staff.
Isn't that amazing?
And nobody questions it.
No, they all obey. We must obey. Obey.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me, but anyway.
Yeah. Also sie sagt eben, dass also die wissen jetzt nicht, die Ärzte selber, was da wirklich ist oder ob das überhaupt so ist. Die wissen auch nicht die Informationen, die sie uns jetzt hier gibt in dem Falle, was diese Biowaffe angeht, eben dass sie auf der einen Seite vielleicht tödlich für die ist von anderen. Das wissen die nicht. Aber die werden durch sogenannte Lot-Number-Nummer, also ich weiß gar nicht, Lote wird das glaube ich geschrieben, Nummer, werden die verfolgt. Man kann so verfolgen bestimmte. Deswegen haben auch verschiedene Unternehmen eben diesen Impfstoff entwickelt und darüber hinaus wird das dann durch eine Nummer verfolgt. Aber mehr letztendlich weiß da keiner. Also die wissen da alle nicht. Impfen kann ja jeder, also du brauchst dafür nicht mal ein Zertifikat. Ich glaube, jeder Fleischer, jeder Bäcker kann eine Impfung setzen. Das ist eben nur bei der Impfung möglich, in den USA. Ich weiß nicht, wie es in Deutschland ist. Aber bei allem anderen, dann brauchst du ein Zertifikat, wenn du dann ein Medikament verabreichen möchtest. In dem Falle kann eben jeder impfen. Und was da nun drin ist, das glaube ich, das weiß keiner letztendlich.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Nick, what do you see happening this year? I've heard that figures as high as 25 to 30 percent of the world's population is going to perish from these shots.
I'm not sure. I mean, I know there's some doctors that say it could take 3 to 5 years for that to happen. I'm not sure. I know there's it's hard to tell because a lot of what you see on the internet is so much illusion. I mean, there's so many like paid people. There's so many bots. There's so false videos and false hope and controlled opposition on the internet and on the television that it's hard to tell. But there are a lot of people that, you know, once knew what the truth was and are growing weary and starting to give in. That I always just try to take things day by day. I try not to look too far in the future. Hopefully, you know, more people will snap out of it, but I'm just going to keep going day by day. You never know. Originally, what was projected by a lot of people that, you know, I know really have a good handle on what's coming, the whole summer hope scam, you know, with no more masks and all this nonsense, that they were going to start locking down in the United States again. I say lockdown, it never was really lockdown, but with the masks and everything again, not till September or October. And they're already starting that again because they always move these goalposts around based on how stupid we all act and how much we buy into their lies. And, you know, with all these fake variants and everyone buying into it, it's hard to say, you know, so that's why I just go day by day because they switch it up on you in a hot second. So,
yeah. Also die Frage war an Nick, was sie denn denkt, was jetzt kommt. Also es wird ja auch darüber gesprochen, dass ein Drittel der Bevölkerung jetzt gehen wird zum Herbst, im Winter hin. Und sie sagt, was sie eben hört, ist, dass manche Ärzte von 3 bis 5 Jahren sprechen. Also es ist ganz unterschiedlich, was da an Informationen gerade draußen stattfindet. Man weiß auch nicht, was kommt wieder aufgrund der verschiedenen Lockdowns, der Varianten, die man eben immer wieder jetzt einbringt, damit eben die Leute immer wieder vorgeführt werden. Es ist schwer zu sagen, was letztendlich auf uns alle hier noch zukommt oder auf die, die geimpft sind, inwieweit hier, wie viele davon auch überleben werden.
Mhm. President Kennedy has told me that this summer is like the summer of 1939. The calm before the storm.
Mhm. Die Ruhe vom Sturm, sagte Präsident Kennedy. Dieser Sommer ist wie der Sommer von 1939.
Mhm. That's right, yeah. Mhm. And he says that it's not going to be like a world war, but the magnitude of change will be the same in terms of people dying off from the shot.
Also es wird nicht wie ein Weltkrieg sein, aber der Ausgang dessen, ähnlich wie in einem Weltkrieg, aufgrund der Menschen, die versterben, also der Menge an Menschen, die verstirbt.
He said that that when I do psychic readings, I've worked as a psychic, I've been in touch with the other side now for 27 years. When I look into the future for many of these people who've taken the shot, because I get questions all the time, I do readings, they say that I look at people passing away about 5-6 months out. That'll be the first wave.
Also Ted ist Hellseher seit über 27 Jahren und wenn er diese Readings macht mit Menschen, die diese Impfung zu sich genommen haben, dann sieht er immer, dass manche schon in den ersten 5-6 Monaten diesen Planeten verlassen werden. Also es ist wie so eine erste Welle.
And then I see a second wave about the middle of next year. The first wave, most people will pass on from heart attacks and strokes, including children who've taken the shot.
Also in der ersten Welle werden viele an Herzinfarkten wahrscheinlich sterben und Schlaganfällen und hierbei auch viele Kinder. Das soll wohl bis, also Ende, also im Herbst, jetzt Herbst, Winter, das wäre die erste Welle.
Mhm. If they survive, then next year I see a wave of people getting mad cow disease and HIV/AIDS.
Die überleben.
From the shot.
Von der Impfung. Die überleben werden in der nächsten Welle, die zweite Welle, die wir für das nächste Jahr, Mitte des nächsten Jahres, kommen soll. Diese sterben an AIDS, HIV and?
HIV, AIDS and mad cow disease.
What is this?
Mad cow disease.
HIV.
You probably know what it is, Nicole. I'm sure you do. It's called. It's where your brain deteriorates.
Yeah, like an encephalitis.
Encephalitis. You go crazy, and then you die.
Okay, also in der zweiten Welle, die eben jetzt das erste überleben, also nicht an Herzinfällen oder Schlaganfällen, für die ich bestünde, wäre zum Beispiel dann nächstes Jahr, was dann kommen würde, könnte eben so eine Art Syphilis, also verrückt werden im Kopf oder HIV.
Now, what Cliff High has said, who's a well-known, he's a fellow who's able to see into the future, and he publishes these, he's very accurate in the past, he said that most members of Antifa and Black Lives Matter in the United States and elsewhere, they've taken the shot, and they will get mad cow disease, and as they discover they're dying, they will start killing doctors, nurses, pharmacists, people who've taken the, given them the shot. They'll go out and start killing them off. That's what he saw happen.
Okay, und was Cliff High? Cliff High, was his name?
High, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Er ist auch so ein Hellseher und er sieht, dass vor allen Dingen Antifa und Black Lives Matters Anhänger, die sich haben impfen lassen, nächstes Jahr an dieser Rinderwahn heißt diese Krankheit, Rinderwahn, erkranken werden.
Yeah. Rinderwahn. And then, if there will be a few people who survive it, not many, but a few will. And if you're a woman and you survive it into next year, you can look forward to having sexual gender identity problems, because Pfizer has put in the male fetal tissue of 12-week-old babies into their shot. And so if a woman takes that, within a year or two, she will think that she's a man trapped inside of a woman's body, lose interest in sex, and become a transgender. That's their other goal, is to reduce population. So women in particular can look forward to that if they survive it.
Mm-hmm. Und was Frauenfeinde angeht, die eben dieses jetzt überleben sollten, bis für die bestünde noch die Gefahr, dass Pfizer zum Beispiel in die Impfung DNA von 12 Wochen alten Jungen mit reingemacht hat, die wiederum dafür sorgen, dass eine Frau, die eben den Impfung erhalten hat, mit dieser DNA dieses 12 Wochen alten Fötus musste das sein, dass sie sozusagen sich als Mann fühlen wird. Also diese Transgender-Agenda, die ja auch noch gerade voll aufpoppt und das, was ja auch wirklich jetzt gepusht wird, ist eben unter anderem ja auch dann Möglichkeit, dass das dann passiert mit Frauen, dass sie sich dann als Männer fühlen, dass sie weniger sexuelles Interesse haben und so weiter und so fort.
I don't know if this is happening in Europe yet, but in some parts of the United States, chicken and beef are now being injected with the shot, so that they have nanobots in them. And if you eat chicken or beef, you get the nanobots inside of you, and you can test by taking a magnet. If the magnet sticks to the meat, it's full of nanobots. You eat that, it goes into your system, just like the shot does.
Mm-hmm. Ich weiß es nicht, ob es hier auch schon so bekannt ist oder ob jemand davon schon gehört hat in Europa. In USA ist es so, dass mittlerweile Hühnerfleisch und Fleisch vom Rind geimpft wird mit Nanobots und man das eben dann so zu sich nimmt und dass man das nur überprüfen kann, indem man zum Beispiel einen Magnet dann an das Fleisch hält und schaut, ist da, bleibt es hängen oder eben nicht.
Yeah, either stop eating meat or take a magnet and just test it. You can put it next to the meat and if it sticks, don't eat it. It's bad.
But they can put it everywhere, not only meat.
I know, but they're doing it now as a test run. So, I mean, under the corrupt Biden government, anything goes. You know, they can kill as many people as they want. It's okay. No one does anything about it. But
okay.
So.
Okay, also wer, entweder man verzichtet dann auf Fleisch oder man nimmt möglichen Magneten mit und testet dann vor Ort, ob da was drin ist oder nicht. Jetzt war ja eben die Frage, also meine Befürchtung wäre, dass man das ja überall reinmachen kann. Und momentan ist es wie so eine Art Testlauf. Denn unter Bidens Regierung, da kann man eben alles tun und machen.
Nicole, I'm sure you're familiar with the DARE system.
Darf ich da was einbringen auch noch? Und zwar, ich habe gehört von diesen magnetischen Anomalien, dass wenn jemand geimpft wird, dass dann der Arm dann eben magnetisch wird. Ich weiß aber jetzt auch aus einer zuverlässigen Quelle, gleich aus meiner Umgebung, dass da überhaupt nichts magnetisch war, gleich am gleichen Tag oder beziehungsweise am nächsten Tag nach der Impfung. Also das mit den Magneten, das kommt mir jetzt auch komisch vor, aber vielleicht war es auch nur ein Placebo-Impfung.
Ja, also Gerhard's question is that there are a lot of reports that when people got the shot, there you can put a magnet there and it
That's
sticks.
That's right.
But Gerhard, he has people around, close people that got the shot and they put a magnet there and it wouldn't stick. So this
okay,
maybe
well, maybe they got a placebo. They were lucky. Right. I don't know. Could have got a placebo.
Oh. So. Good luck.
Vielleicht kann man ja dort erkennen, was ein Placebo und was nicht.
The Mattel came out with a doll called Baphomet. Have you heard about that, Baphomet? It's a doll that came out about 2 months ago.
A doll.
Mm-hmm. A doll. Yeah, I'll show you what the picture looks like here. It's and it's a doll of Baphomet. Baphomet is their Luciferian god. Mm-hmm. That's half female and half male. Mm-hmm. Here it is. And it's called Baphomet. It's got there it is. Barbie Baphomet. It's you can see it's got a goat's head. It's got a female breast. It has male genitals down below. It's grotesque. It's got a, you see the thing at the bottom? That's satanic Luciferian church symbol, the five-star pentacle. That's what they've just come out with for little children. Isn't that nice? But they're being very, very open about it. Here in Washington State, our fabulous Democratic Governor Inslee and the legislature approved a program to teach pornography to little children as young as 7 years old, where they're told that it's okay to have, they can choose their sex and they can become a transgender. Little children and their show pornographic pictures. We lost Nicole. They're showed pornographic pictures of both heterosexual and gay sex as young as 7 years old, saying it's normal to do that. They also have critical race theory where they teach where people, all white people, are bad and we're racist. I mean, it's just bizarre. I can't tell you. I mean, if I had children, I would never put them in the public schools here in this state. I know other states are different. Other states are better. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, we've lost Nicole. Too bad.
She left or she just cut?
They could have cut her internet connection. I'm not sure. But I can try to get her back. No problem. Anyway.